It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer Kent. Unlike public school enrollment that saw historic declines during the COVID-19 pandemic, homeschooling has seen a dramatic surge, with numbers increasing by 47% from the 2019-2020 school year to the next. Parents cite a variety of reasons for choosing to homeschool their children, from concerns over the quality of their local public education system to ensuring their personal and religious beliefs are reflected in curriculum choices. But how does homeschooling work, and what rules are in place to ensure that students get the best education possible? Join in with your questions about homeschooling in Wisconsin. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jody Bunton is board president of the Wisconsin Homeschooling Parents Association. Jody, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
Rebecca All, a board member of the Wisconsin Homeschooling Parents Association as well. Rebecca, welcome to you too.
Thank you. Good morning.
Jody, last year public school enrollment dropped statewide by nearly 3%, 25,000 students roughly. The Wisconsin Policy Forum said the decline in enrollment was mostly due to parents opting to teach their children from home. So that happened. But how do this year's homeschooling numbers compare to previous years? Are we seeing this drop off, or is this maintained?
Actually, it's a little too soon to tell. Homeschooling numbers did drop by about 2,500, but we are still above historic levels. In the two decades up to the pandemic, homeschooling numbers ran about 2% of the total student population. Last year, it was at 3.25%, and this year we're at 3%. We will need to see a few more years of data to see if we are going to be returning to that historic 2% level, or maybe we're setting a new level at about 3%, but that remains to be seen.
Rebecca, the Wisconsin Policy Forum says COVID-19 concerns were kind of the motivator behind many of the guardians who opted for homeschooling last year. Is that still what you're hearing from your members?
Jody just said it's kind of hard to tell at this point. So we always have a fluctuating group of new members in the fall, and parents tend to try things and they may stay, they may go. So we really can't say yet whether COVID's going to be a continuing driving factor. I will say for people who've never homeschooled before, COVID did open the door in their mind a little more for some of those parents. But again, that's a wait and see kind of proposition.
So if the pandemic kind of opened the door, Jody, what other reasons do parents choose to teach children at home? What do you hear from the people who do that?
The reasons are really wide ranging. You know, some people are feeling that their school is not doing enough for their child. We've seen quite an increase of parents with children of special needs homeschooling their children because their child, they don't feel like their IEP is being fulfilled properly. So they homeschool. People do it just for the more of the flexibility that they can be on their own schedule. Mm-hmm. There's just such a wide variety of reasons why people homeschool.
We're talking about homeschooling children with Jody Bunton and Rebecca All, a board president and board member of the Wisconsin Homeschooling Parents Association. Let's talk a little bit about how the mechanics of this work. Rebecca, what kind of costs do families incur for teaching children at home? What can they expect?
So parents who choose to homeschool under Wisconsin law take full legal responsibility for their child's program of education. So there is no public money attached to homeschooling. So you are on your own financially for that. Fortunately, homeschooling has a very frugal cultural tradition, I would say. Homeschooling can be done on a shoestring budget. It can be done as extravagantly as you want to. That's the kind of flexibility that we have as parents. So parents can expect to access tons of free public programming here in the state of Wisconsin. We have outstanding public libraries. We have an outstanding UW system throughout the state that offers tons of programming and interesting things to do. We have great museums. So parents can access a lot of free and low-cost activities and enrichment. And then as far as curriculum materials, homeschooling materials, that is entirely up to the individual families, and those costs can vary widely.
Rebecca, a recent bill in the state legislature would have required school districts that to allow homeschool children to participate in district athletics programs. The bill passed the assembly along party lines, but never reached a vote in the Senate. What do you think about that? Should lawmakers revive that bill next year?
I do not think that they should pursue that. Jody, do you have a finger on the pulse of this particular bill? I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it either. I know that in 2015, in the biennial budget, there was a provision added for homeschoolers to be able to participate in public school sports, and that did pass.
Okay. Jody.
And we did oppose it at that point.
Do you think, Jody, that public schools should receive more funding to provide resources for unenrolled students?
That's not really our wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the public funding is going to be done through the legislature. And, you know, our stance all along is that homeschoolers should not receive public monies.
Okay. Rebecca, I'm curious about how sports work, though, for kids that are homeschooled. Are there some opportunities for them to get involved in sports? What do you suggest for parents who are thinking, this might work for me, but I want to make sure that my child can play baseball or play football?
Absolutely. So my personal philosophy with homeschooling is if you want something to happen, go make it happen. So for my homeschool community, which I'm close to the Madison area personally, we have had lots of parents organizing lots of athletic activities and opportunities for our kids. There are lots of recreational activities through our local recreational centers, parks departments, and school programs that offer opportunities that are not attached to enrollment in the school. So there's plenty of great ways to do that. So it can be a parent being motivated to go out and organize something themselves, as simple as a, you know, pick up soccer game on Saturday morning, to finding their kid a sports league that they can join through their homeschool organization or on their own. So there's lots of opportunities. It's really about parents feeling empowered and using the best information they can find to go out and make it happen for their own kids.
Rebecca, you sit on your organization's legislative watch committee. How could state lawmakers mm-hmm. better support parents homeschooling their kids? What do you think would be a wish list if you would?
Oh, I love this question so much. So the first thing is to be informed about our homeschooling law. So Jody also sits on this committee. She and I co-chair the committee. And we work very hard to make sure that WHPA provides accurate and up-to-date legal information about homeschooling in Wisconsin. We do provide our newsletter to every legislative office in the state of Wisconsin every time it comes out. And we do offer the opportunity to ask any questions to WHPA, you know, free of charge, regardless of membership, to anyone. And we encourage legislators to use that opportunity should they have questions about homeschooling law. As Jody mentioned, we're only about 3% of students in the whole state. So this is not an area of expertise for a lot of legislators. And so we're here to provide that accurate information to them.
Jody, I want to ask you, what do you wish that more lawmakers understood about homeschooling?
I think it would be really helpful if they understood more of the philosophies behind homeschooling and why we do what we do, that, you know, because as Rebecca said, we at the beginning of every legislative session, we send a message out to our members asking them to respectfully contact their legislators and ask them to do nothing regarding our law. You know, it's such an odd request to make for, mm-hmm. you know, to call your legislator and say, please do nothing with our homeschool law.
Right.
Because we do have such a great law and it's worked really well for homeschooling families.
And
so if legislators could better understand, you know, why we do what we do and learn more about our law and maybe some of the whys behind why our law was put in place, that would be helpful.
Jody, are there some misconceptions out there, do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people believe that homeschooling, you just replicate the, you know, traditional school environment in your home,
mm-hmm.
and that's not the case. And I think that's, you know, one of the biggest places where misconceptions start happening.
Rebecca, I want to ask your thoughts on that. What are some misconceptions? And she was talking about that this isn't like going to school at home. So what do you think? Yeah. What would you like to clear up about what people might think?
So I think that there is a common misconception that the school, public schools, and homeschooling are somehow related. And under our Wisconsin law, that is not true. That may be true in other states. So again, there is no federal homeschooling law. All 50 states and all United States territories have their own way of regulating homeschooling under their law. So here in Wisconsin, it is a direct relationship between the parents and the state. And so parents are in complete control of their child's educational program, and they agree when they sign their report that their child is enrolled in homeschooling with the state once a year. They are agreeing and affirming that they are going to follow our law, which requires them to provide a certain specific number of hours of education each year and to cover certain areas of study each year. So the control of a homeschool is entirely within the parent or guardian's jurisdiction. So I think people have a confusion that there is still some kind of a relationship between homeschooling parents and their public school district when there's not. And it would help a lot to clear that up. And I think, like Jody was saying, homeschooling philosophies, homeschooling styles are very diverse in the state of Wisconsin. So what is true for one family and how they choose to homeschool is not necessarily true for another. And so we are a very diverse group, and people can choose to exercise their right in a wide variety of ways.
Rebecca Ahl is a board member of the Wisconsin Homeschooling Parents Association. Jody Bunton is board president of the Wisconsin Homeschooling Parents Association. You can join in too, 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward and for Kate Archer-Kent, continuing our discussion on homeschooling in Wisconsin. Join in on what is required of parents, how students build social skills, and even when learning in a home environment, and what the future holds. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jody Bunton is board president of the Wisconsin Homeschooling Parents Association, and Rebecca Ahl is a board member of the Wisconsin Homeschooling Parents Association. We go to the phone now. We have Terry from Milwaukee with us. Terry, hello. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. I was hoping the guest could comment on the Wisconsin public school system's use of Carnegie credits. When parents enroll their children in homeschool courses, I think it's important that they investigate whether or not the homeschool program provides Carnegie credits for the courses, so that if the children transfer back into a public school system, the courses they've already taken through homeschooling will be readily accepted by the public school system.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Jody, do you want to field that question? What about those courses?
I'm not familiar with the Carnegie courses or credits. Generally, what happens when, you know, if a family homeschools and then decides to transfer back into a public school, the public school district does have a written policy on what is required. And so then the parent can advocate for themselves and their child to work with the school to, you know, figure out how to best transfer things back in.
Thank you. And now we have Mitch with us as well. Mitch is also calling from Milwaukee. Hello, Mitch. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my questions.
Sure.
I have two basic questions.
Mm-hmm.
One, this is always a touchy subject, is politics. It seems to come a little bit into bearing in homeschooling. And the second is, I'm a man of the arts. I with all the homeschooling groups I know of in the Milwaukee and Madison area where I'm from, I think kids don't get the industrial arts chorus. They get chorus, I hear sometimes, band, etc. Large. I'm not talking about lessons. I'm talking about large band and musical activities in theater.
Sure. Those are great questions. Thank you, Mitch. Rebecca, what about the politics of homeschooling? What does politics have to do with it?
Oh, that's such a great question. You know, WHPA is historically apolitical. And the reason for that is we have homeschoolers that are of all political interests and just all across the spectrum who are members and also people who are interested in homeschooling. So we are here to empower people to exercise their right under our current law and to protect our current law. So we have done a really great job of maintaining an apolitical stance over the years. So I'm not quite sure what the caller wanted out of that question, but I hope that answers your question. We are here for you, whatever your political interest is, and our only political interest, if you want to call it that, is maintaining our law as it is.
Jody, I'd like to ask you to address the second part of his question, which is about opportunities for the arts. And it's specifically talking about things like band, marching band, choir, those kinds of things. What opportunities might there be for homeschooled children interested in these areas?
Homeschool families do have their children taking music lessons. You know, they take piano or various band instruments. I know there are opportunities for community band groups, you know, depending on what community you're in and what they offer. And I know through the Wisconsin's law, there's a law also that allows students to take up to 2 public school classes per semester. And so, a number of students will participate in band or orchestra at their local school.
Okay, so they can take them at the local schools, or are there partnerships with, like, perhaps, like here in Wausau, there is a Wausau Conservatory of Music. Are those kinds of organizations, do they partner with you as well?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Thank you for answering that. We're talking about homeschooling children with Jody Bunton and Rebecca Aull, board president and board member of the Wisconsin Homeschooling Parents Association. Sue is with us on the phone. Sue from New Berlin, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
A question that I have, I've known some absolutely wonderful homeschooling families that I just have the utmost respect for. And I've also run into some families who kind of don't embrace the concept the way that we would hope that people do. And kids kind of get short-sighted, I guess, a little bit, or shortchanged a little bit. Is there any kind of, I guess, I hate to use the word regulation, but any kind of way where homeschooling families are kind of monitored to make sure that they're doing the things that are in the kids' best interest?
I think that's a great question. Thank you, Sue. Rebecca, what do you say to that? What kinds of rules are in place to ensure that kids are getting that quality education, that that there are some kind of rules being followed?
Right. That is a great question, and a lot of people have that question. So the short answer is no, there is not. And the reason for that is we do not have compulsory education laws in the state of Wisconsin. So public school, private school, tribal school, and homeschool students are on the same legal footing in that regard. There is no guarantee of an education, and there is no guarantee that educational organization is meeting any specific requirements. What we have in the state of Wisconsin is compulsory attendance law. So to say that there are families who are doing this great job educating their children and doing all the things that you as an outsider looking in on their family wish they were doing is true of both public school families, private school families, tribal school families, and homeschool families. And there are also those families that are maybe not doing it the way that you wish that they were. But under the law, that is true for all of those 4 legal types of schools. For homeschool parents, what we do is we sign a legal document with the state each year that affirms that we are following the law, meeting those required hours of attendance, and providing the required hours of instruction. So there's no guarantee that anyone in the state of Wisconsin gets a particular kind of education. And what we believe at WHPA is that homeschooling parents are empowered to provide an education to their children in the way that best suits their beliefs and their desires for their own family. I hope that answers the caller's question.
Thank you. And Rebecca, how can guardians ensure that children build social skills? That's one of the questions I hear a lot about. How can kids build those social skills when they're at home?
So that's a question that we hear a lot. And it's also one that we often chuckle about because we feel like as homeschoolers, we don't face a lot of the social skill challenges that school children do. You know, that's my opinion. So my children are out in the world all of the time, interacting with people of all different ages and doing all different kinds of living all different kinds of lives. So how can parents empower their children to build those social skills? Jody had talked about partnerships with local organizations. I've talked about all the kinds of free and low cost activities that parents can be involved with. So for example, just personally, my family, we were at a lot of those library story times. That was a great place to meet people and have those first friendships with other kids, especially at the young ages. And parents can, again, if you want it to happen for your kids, go out and make it happen. So across Wisconsin, there are a lot of hardworking homeschooling parents who are creating these great social opportunities for their kids, whether it is a gaming club or a sports activity or a theater group. They're helping their kids make it happen. And these kids are out there in the world interacting and building what I feel are really positive social skills that are not constrained by the expectations of an institutional school.
I want to thank you both for joining us today and sharing all this information about homeschooling. Very much appreciated. Jody Bunton is board president of the Wisconsin Homeschooling Parents Association. Rebecca Aull is a board member of the Wisconsin Homeschooling Parents Association. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.